drop from 6.2 to 5.6%.
Is it all statistical?
Well, there's a lot. You remember I mentioned
that
there was a statistical quirk that was here, and I'm sure that's partly responsible for all sorts of qualifications, but nevertheless, there it is.
It couldn't be totally responsible for this, George.
No, it isn't totally responsible.
Probably 3% of it, huh?
Well.
Or you never know. In fact, it's just a poll anyway, isn't it?
No, it's a pretty good, I think it's a good sample. As these things go, it's the best sample that there is of anything.
From 6.2.
6.2 is in May, and 5.6 in June.
Oh, boy.
So it's
then, of course, it'll go up from there.
It probably will. Yep. There was a greater than seasonal drop in the labor force, and the employment did not go up seasonally adjusted. It went down, or it went up tremendously unadjusted.
What is the situation? Is this the seasonally adjusted figure?
Yes, sir. That's the only unemployment rate.
That's the first good news we've had for 4 months, isn't it?
Well, on the unemployment side it is, but we've had a lot of good news on the price side, except for that one. But
yeah, and also, actually, the retail sales.
Retail sales have come along.
I think it'll be pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news. That's good news. Good. That'll come out Friday?
Friday, 9 a.m.
That's great. Well, thing to do now is to have that sort of underplayed. Don't you think? Just let the figure speak for itself, or do you think you ought to brag about it?
No, I think that it'll be widely pointed out that there's this and there's that and the other thing.
Uh-huh.
But they will be able to get around the fact that there it is, 5.6%.
Right.
So
well, that's great. Okay, George.